الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد respected brothers the famous hadith narrated by Salman رضي الله تعالى عنه which Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned on the onset of the month of Ramadan it's a lengthy hadith and it is not my intention to go into details but Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst mentioning the virtue and the auspiciousness of this great month there are certain things which he exhorted his ummah towards on the one hand Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the manner in which the reward of ibadat of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greatly multiplied in this month wherein he said one nafil act 70 times the reward One nafil act will give the reward of a farz act. One farz act 70 times the reward. You find, my respected brothers, when it comes to aspects of worship, ibadat, etc., we should try and endeavor to do that which is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain acts of virtue, acts of ibadat which are specific to certain periods. Simple example can be given if the question is asked that what is the most virtuous form of zikr? Most of us will be aware that obviously the highest form of zikr is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's tilawat of Quran. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. Allah's zikr is the highest thing. Allah's Quran, tilawat of Allah's Quran is the highest form of zikr. However, if a person is entering the masjid, at that time, is it more virtuous for him to be reciting Quran or at that time is it more virtuous for him to be reciting the dua of entering the masjid? Ulama say that despite the fact that Quran is Allah's kalam, when entering the masjid for him to say Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik is more virtuous. Why? Because that is the amal that is specific to that occasion. Likewise we find that in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are certain things which he mentioned which are specific to the month of Ramadan. And one of the aspects which we want to mention now is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Huwa shahrul muwasat." He said, "This is the month which Allah has given us to engender within ourselves sympathy for our fellow human being, concern and worry for the condition of the person that we come into contact with." Generally, when we talk of Ramadan, we talk of increasing tilawat of Quran. We talk of increasing our zikrullah. We talk of increasing our exertion in ibadat. Our deen and our shariat is not confined only to what we consider acts of ibadat, Allah's zikr, etc. Showing compassion and concern for our fellow human being, that is also ibadat. And that also carries great reward. In fact, when Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, Mal Islam? What is Islam? The question is put to us, what is our understanding of what is Islam? Our understanding generally, we tend to confine it to aspects of ibadat. Yet what was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, it'amu ta'am, leenul kalam. He's asked what is Islam, he doesn't say Islam is salah, Islam is fasting, Islam is tilawat. He says, Islam is to feed people. Islam is to speak leniently, speak in soft tones. So showing concern for a fellow human being, this is a great act of ibadat. And we find that in this month of Ramadan particularly, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the epitome of generosity. In fact, in Bukhari Sharif riwayat, it is mentioned the word la was not found in his vocabulary. To say no was not there in his vocabulary. Any person that came and asked him for anything, he wouldn't turn anyone away. But specifically in the month of Ramadan, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would increase. Ajwadun nas bil khair. It is mentioned that he was the most generous of people. But in Ramadan, ajwad min ar-rih al-mursala. He would become more generous than the blowing wind. He would increase his generosity in this month. So one of the khususi and special ibadat that is linked and attached to the month of Ramadan that you will not find any other time in the year is showing generosity to the fasting person. That is why in this hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man fattara fihi sa'iman." That person who in Ramadan will give food to the fasting, to the needy, to the poor, so that the iftar is made easy for them. كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَعِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ He said, you will feed a fasting person, Allah will forgive your sins. And Allah will free you from the fire of Jahannam. Sahaba, their condition was such that immediately, what was their response? لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا مَا يُفَطِّرُ الصَّائِمُ O Nabi of Allah, all of us are not in a position to feed a fasting person. All of us are not in a position to feed a fasting person. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يُعْتِ اللَّهُ هَذَا الثَّوَابُ Allah will give this reward to even that person who will give a drop of milk or will even give water to a fasting person for the time of iftar. In other words, even if we do not have much out of whatever we have, if like as a Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his kitab he mentions, he says if you have 5 different types of thing at the time of iftar on your plate, at least put 2 aside for the poor person. You find, my respected brothers, this quality was very prevalent in the lives of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'in. They learned from the Master himself. It is mentioned in one riwayat that on one occasion 90,000 dinars, the equivalent of 90,000 coins of gold, was brought to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He placed it on a hasir, on a mat, and then he called the people, and as the people came, he started distributing. And in a short while, he did not keep back anything. Everything was given. One person comes to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he says, give me. He has distributed so much, nothing remains. So what does he say to this person? He says, go into the marketplace. Ibta alay fa idha jaana shay'un qadaynahu. Go into the marketplace and buy something on my name. Incur debt on my name. And when something comes, I will pay the debt. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is nearby. He overhears this. Out of compassion for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he exhorts, مَا كَلَّفَكَ اللَّهُ مَا لَا تَقْدِرُ O Nabi of Allah, you gave so much. Nothing remained. What was the need for you to incur debt on yourself? Allah has not ordered you with that which is beyond your ability. It is said that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed at this remark of Umar. He became upset. One Ansari was nearby. He said, أَنْفِقْ أَنْفِقْ وَلَا تَخْشَ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا O Nabi of Allah, spend, and do not ever fear shortage from the owner of the arsh. When Allah's Rasulullah ﷺ heard this, he smiled. حَتَّى عُرِفَ الْبِشْفِ وَجِهِ The happiness could be seen on his face. And he said, بِهَذَا أُمِرْتُ This is what Allah has ordered me with. To spend. Because, my respected brothers, Allah is ghani. Allah is not in need of what we spend. In fact, Allah has made it such, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ Quran challenges you, spend in the way of Allah, Allah will give you more back. The spending in the way of Allah is in fact a means of opening up the doors to Allah's treasures upon us. Aisha radiallahu anha used to say that generosity is a tree of Jannat, the branch of which is in this world. If you hold on to that branch, in other words, you are generous to your fellow human being, she says this generosity will take you to Jannat. And being a miserly person, she said that this is a tree in Jahannam, the branch of which is in this world. If you will hold on to this branch of miserliness, this act of miserliness will take you to Jahannam. Allah's Rasulullah said, خَصْلَتَانْ لَا يَجْتَمِعَانِ فِي مُؤْمِنِ He said, there are two qualities which will never ever come together in a mu'min. One quality is poor akhlaq and character, and the other is miserliness. So my respected brothers, this month has been given to us to develop within ourselves generosity. The fast is there to feel hunger, what? To identify with the poor people. Let us try, and especially in this month, one is to sit back in the lap of luxury and just hand out sums of money. That is in its place. But the psychology behind the exhortation that is found in these ahadith is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah gives you this reward for placing the food in front of the fasting person. What is the indication in this is that try and adopt the company of the poor people in this month. Mix with them. Don't just spend from the background, but actually go to the poor people. See the avenue where your wealth is being spent. and identify with their poverty, with their need. When we will do this, when we will spend time with the poor people, this will increase within ourselves the realization of Allah Ta'ala's favor upon us. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, on one occasion he's sitting, he's worried, full of grief. Somebody comes and asks him, Ali, what has happened? He says, 1 week has passed, 1 week has passed, and no poor person has come and eaten in my house. I fear that Allah is angry with me. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Aisha, Ahibbil masakeen, waqarribihim. Aisha, have love for the poor people. Waqarribihim, and stay in the company of the poor people. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُقَرِّبُكِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. If you will do this, Allah will keep you near Him on the Day of Judgment. So we find, my respected brothers, coming back to what we were saying, that one of the special ibadat of this month of Ramadan is spending upon the poor, particularly at the time of iftar, but together with that, to adopt sympathy, concern, worry for a fellow human being, not having on the one side our lavish lifestyle and those around us in abject poverty, in difficulty and hardship. This is not in keeping with what, with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not in keeping with the conduct and character of a Muslim. On the one hand, we should try and bring simplicity, lower our standard, and the excess wealth which Allah has given us, let us spend it on the poor around us. Allah give us tawfiq.